Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight. My goodness. Hope that sounded better on your end than it does on mine. Iggy updated his internet connection. Frankly, I don't think it's any better. It may actually be a little bit worse. Or maybe it's just the way I'm talking here at midnight on a Friday. Good evening. In any event, thank you for joining me. I am Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is Mudtoe at Midnight. We're broadcasting live from Garcia's International Restaurant here at Hudson and High Streets in Columbus, Ohio. And if you want to come down here and join us, you can't because it's closed. But right now, it closes at midnight. Sorry about that. Actually, I guess it stays open later if there's anybody in the place. Kind of a slow night tonight. Not quite sure why. Could be because the weather very suddenly got nice and everybody may have just decided to stay outside and enjoy the warmth. And the can't be the sunshine because it's dark now. I guess I shouldn't try and reason I was going to say a cappella. Is that right? That's like a musical thing. Shouldn't try to just reason. There's a word I'm looking for. There's definitely a word I'm looking for. Stream of consciousness. That's it. Because, you know, now if I go there, then I end up going into a lot of places that don't make a whole lot of sense. But in any case, I am here. I am sipping on my cola, which I won't say the name of unless they pay me money. Because, you know, that's the way we roll here in America. But I'm going to take a sip here before I continue. Hold on. Okay. Once more, thanks for joining me. You can, as I said in my little introduction there, you can tweet me on Twitter. I'm Mudtoe Sasquatch there. I'm also Mudtoe Sasquatch on Gmail. And I am Mudtoe Sasquatch on Facebook. You can get in touch with me in any of those ways. Let's see, I'm going to check the Twitter here real quick before I begin. I must apologize. Longtime listeners will know I do not multitask very well. So if you hear me stop talking, it's either because I've become confused or more likely because I'm doing something on the computer and I just can't do the computer and talk at the same time. Halle Berry is pregnant. Wow! Well, good for her. So we get this real-time information coming across the wire here at Twitter. One thing I did want to mention before I got too far into this, before I forget, I did want to say happy trails and safe journey to Mr. Jim Grandy, my high school English teacher senior year. I devoted my blog to him last week, and I believe I also spoke about him on the program. He did pass away, unfortunately. We were hoping, at least I was, I'm sure many others were hoping too. I think perhaps his son, who was feeding us the information via Facebook, was perhaps soft-pedaling things just a little bit. But he did pass away on Easter Sunday morning. So condolences to the family. I know he will be sorely missed. I believe. I stated in my blog that I came in my senior year and thought I knew how to write, and he taught me that I didn't know how to write yet. And we tore apart my writing style and put it back together. And it remains very much the way it was. I think it's. I picked up some things here and there along the way, but certainly the foundation is what Mr. Grandy, still very much what Mr. Grandy gave me back in those years. And always, whenever I wrote anything, I would think about his approval, or at least what would he think about this. I don't know if he ever saw any of the more recent things I've written. He was a Facebook friend, but I think he had Facebook mainly to keep in touch with his contemporaries. I never noticed him interacting very much with former students. His his son, who was in my high school class, tended to do that more. So I don't know. I don't know if he ever really got to see any of these things I wrote. I would be interested in knowing his opinion. Or maybe I wouldn't be. That's part of it. I mean, I always thought about writing him a note, you know, sending him a personal message saying, hey, you know, I write this stuff. I'd be interested in knowing what you think of it. But in the end, I guess I was kind of frightened to do that almost. I wanted to know what he thought of it. At the same time, I didn't want to know what he thought of it. Yeah, I think you can probably relate to that or to some similar situation that has occurred in your life. There's going to be a memorial for him here in a couple weeks, and I'm going to make sure that I can attend that. And I'll be seeing, I'm sure, a lot of people there whom I haven't seen in many years. It'll be sort of like that reunion I went to in August. I can't say I'm tempted. It's not even in the realm of possibility, far enough in the realm of possibility for it to qualify as a temptation. But it's in my head. Wouldn't it be neat if I took my cell phone to that memorial service the way I took it to my reunion, my high school reunion, and just did the show from there? Unfortunately, the memorial service is not happening Friday at midnight, so I would have to take a digital recorder and do it that way. But nah, it's not. I mean, I'm not going. It's an occasion meant to honor someone, and I don't want to turn it into one of my wacky radio shows. But it would be interesting, I'll tell you that. It's got like a dog on it, snapping my fingers. Wish I could do that, but don't think I can. Boy, everybody's just left me alone. I guess they saw I was getting ready to start. This place was just bustling with activity. Not customers, because they're closed for the evening, but you know, people scurrying around and cleaning up and that sort of thing. But a few moments before I went on the air here, they just all disappeared into, I guess, whatever their corner they're working in now. I was hoping I might be able to get one or two of them to give you a shout-out, but I don't think that's going to work out unless they happen to wander back out here into the main area. Let me tell you, though, I'm looking at my, whatever it is they call this thing, Blog Talk. We go on to do these shows, and there's an interface that we use. I want to say switchboard, but that's not right. Studio is what they call it. Maybe they called it switchboard before. But I'm noticing on here, yes, because we all use the same one. There's four. Let me just go through this now so I don't forget. There are three up on the With Insights channel of Blog Talk Radio that you might want to check out. There's Iggy and Rosa doing intuitive readings Mondays at 6 o'clock. And then Tuesdays at 7 is Jenny Seek and her Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. Are you picking up on a theme here? And Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is the Entrepreneurial Excellence Hour with Heather Tapia. And then I'm on Fridays at midnight, or Saturdays at midnight, depending on how you calculate it. I believe, as the vampires do, that the night belongs to the day it follows. So really, it's Friday until sunrise. Now, technically, at least the way the computer measures it. Okay, I've gone through this so many times. Why do I feel the need to go through it every doggone show? It's Fridays at midnight. Just live with it, as I have to, having done this show for almost 2 years now. Which leads me into another thing, except I can't be led into another thing because I didn't do the first thing I started to do, which was that I have discovered, okay, there's a list of sound clips that, you know, each of us has, you know, it's everybody's, all four of the shows have different sound clips. So there's a whole list of them, and one of them is my introduction that I just played at the beginning. So I pull that up, and after the Blog Talk Radio thing goes off, you know, Blog Talk Radio, and I click on the little button, and that plays my intro, and that gives me a minute to get my head together for the show. But what I've noticed here is there is another clip, a different clip entitled Mud Toe Intro, that I have nothing to do with. So I am very, very curious as to what this might be. I'm going to play it for you right now with the proviso that I have no idea what this is. I don't know who did it. I don't know anything about it. So if there's like, you know, all kinds of dirty words or something like that, I guess if it's offensive, I'll turn it off right away. And again, I take no responsibility for what you're about to hear. Here we go. Well, sounds pretty similar so far. Welcome to Mudtoe at Midnight. I am your host, Mudtoe Sasquatch.
Okay.
I am a medicine man.
You know what
my
this
chosen
is?
Modality is the...
Okay, we'll cut that up. That's actually my old intro. Okay, I fooled myself. This is an old intro that was... never mind. I thought I was all excited. I was going to try and discover some sort of conspiracy theory that someone had broken into... Not broken in, but someone had come onto the Blog Talk site, probably Iggy, and attempted to replace all of our intros with something that that served his nefarious purposes. But as it turns out, it's just an old, outdated introduction that I've never bothered to delete off of the site, and I managed to confuse myself with its presence. So, but that was exciting, though. That was a moment of excitement, wasn't it? Unfortunately, I had planned to spend about a third of the show on this, so what am I going to do now? Think of other things to talk about, because I'm good at babbling. But I'm going to try and keep this show upbeat. Excuse me. I'm conscious of the last two or three or nine shows have been kind of dreary. And I don't want... I am kind of dreary, but and the show is certainly going to have its share of dreariness, but I have a feeling it's not the greatest strategy for me to just have the show be, you know, how depressed I am. Because, you know, I don't think that helps anybody out there. I have the idea behind this whole thing between my writing and between my being on the radio is my belief that I'm a minister, and my task, my modality, my calling is to share my ideas and my experiences, the idea that somebody out there needs to hear them, that I wouldn't be called to share them if there wasn't somebody out there who needed to hear them. Now, getting the words to that somebody is a different matter, and this is one of my attempts to do that. Now, that said, not everything is an anecdote, as Steve Martin once famously said in a movie. I'm not quite remembering which one. You know, not everything is an anecdote. You have to pick and choose. I see, now I'm seeing people are walking closer to me now, and I'm feeling inhibited by it, so maybe it's better if they're not here. I just want to take a look and see what they're doing. I think there are some bar maintenance activities going on, so you may hear those sounds in the background. So anyway, I talked about that and the... my God, I really need to keep notes. You know, another thing that I didn't talk about... before I go to that, let me talk about this week's blog entry. I talked about last week's blog entry. This week's blog, and by the way, I've fallen now. I've resigned myself to I'm only doing one blog entry a week. My idea was if I only do one blog entry a week, I may get more writing done on the book. So far, that hasn't worked out. Although I did do some extensive work on the table of contents. And a lot of people sort of neglect that, but you want to get the, you know, what stories I'm going to include and what order they're going to be. I think it's very crucial. So I have been working on the table of contents all week, and I think it's almost finished. But nevertheless, the Tuesday blog entry has sort of been a casualty of that process. So now it's Friday blog entries, and that's the way it is. And one additional advantage of that is that the blog entry is fairly fresh in my mind. Because the way I do it, I don't write them in advance. I've been tempted to do that before. I have actually done that before. But I think that the process that I want to cultivate is the process of sitting down and writing without a real clear idea of what I'm going to write about. So that's what I do. I write the blog entry in basically in one sitting, 500, maybe 600 words. Try not to go over that. I think I went 675 today. So I write it. Just sitting down and writing it, and then I go through it once. I go through it once to correct grammar, spelling, punctuation, and clarify. I edit for clarification. If I didn't say, okay, well, there I didn't say exactly what I wanted to say. How can I reword this so it's closer? So there's the writing, and then there's one sort of run-through, and then I post it. And my goal is to take no more than an hour to do it. So the piece is 500 to 600 words and done in an hour. So
again, apologies for any sort of shortcomings in style. If it's not particularly polished, that's not what I'm going for. I'm going for raw ideas on the paper. And then I like to review it on the radio show, the next radio show. And I think the one I did last Friday was the one about my English teacher. And I think I did. See, after that's the other thing. I have trouble remembering what I talked about on the last show. And I have this sick feeling that all of my shows are just identical. I keep talking about the same thing because I don't remember what I talked about. But I think I talked about the piece and probably said some of the things that I already said earlier in this program. Just what an influence he was on me. So I won't go back into that anymore, but I don't have, I haven't talked yet about this week's piece, which was just posted today. It's entitled Allegiance in all capital letters. That is intentional. Mostly I don't make the title in all capital letters. In this case, I did because I wanted to sort of invite, I am shouting allegiance. That's the way, it's the international internet sign for shouting as you write everything in all caps. Or you use a bigger font. Or you put everything in all caps and a bigger font and bold it. And I got to tell you this. I was, this was a little while ago, last fall, I think, is when, was at one point when the rental houses on campus are all empty. And so the various rental people are sort of competing with each other, you know, for attention because they want to get people into their houses. So they put a sign out there to advertise the availability of this particular house. Except they put the word, it was a 5-bedroom house, and they put the word house in just huge type in capital letters and bold. So if you're used to reading on the internet and know the convention, if you look at that sign, what you see is 5-bedroom house. You know, I giggled all the way to campus after I read that. But anyway, I was talking about my blog and got distracted. The blog is Allegiance, and it's about the Pledge of Allegiance. And I had seen a number of posts. Evidently, something happened on PBS with Bill Moyers. And now, after looking into it a little bit, I tried to research it, and I didn't find much. I'm wondering if it is not something that happened recently. It's something that happened a while ago. And the Facebook posts are just recirculating now. But evidently, Bill Moyers said that the Pledge of Allegiance was a big lie, and Tea Party groups and so forth were jumping all over his shit about that and saying that PBS should be defunded because of what he had said. And I didn't really want to get into that argument because I didn't know exactly what was said and, you know, what prompted the argument. I mean, my presumption is that Bill Moyers was talking about the Liberty and Justice for All part. You know, you could seriously question whether the United States has liberty and justice for all. So that's just a guess on my part. I don't know. I don't know at all. I didn't hear what he said. Actually, in my blog, I misattributed it to Jim Lehrer. I thought the person in the picture was Jim Lehrer, but it's actually Bill Moyers. I think he's actually more likely to say something like that. Anyway, I just looked at it as an excuse to sort of air my grievances about the Pledge of Allegiance, something I've had a problem with for quite a while. Not so much the idea of, well, I guess maybe it is the idea. I'm trying to think if there's really anything in it. It's used as a litmus test. You know, you're loyal to America, right? You pledge your allegiance. You'll pledge your allegiance to the flag and all that. And actually, I spend most of the blog talking about God Bless America, which was not my intention when I decided I was going to write about the Pledge of Allegiance. So I couldn't do the research because I set that 1-hour limit on myself. I forgot to bring that in. This is coming in a very scattered way. I'm very sorry. You know, it's not meant to be, again, it's rough. It's not polished. It's not meant to be a well-researched thing. Sometimes I come under attack for that. You know, they come and ignore my ideas and just focus in on this one detail that I didn't get quite right. No, it wasn't Bill. You know, what are you, simple? It was Bill Moyers. No, I'm sorry about that. Well, anyway, I ended up talking mostly about God Bless America and how I'd seen earlier in the week, opening day at Yankee Stadium, and they play God Bless America now instead of taking me out to the ball game at the seventh inning stretch, the traditional time when, I guess there was a president, I think it was William Howard Taft, was president of the United States, and at seventh inning he got up and stretched. And now everybody gets up and stretches. And they and then they started playing Take Me Out of the Ball Game. But after 9/11, they started playing God Bless America. And a lot of places have gone back to Take Me Out of the Ball Game. I think particularly in New York, and I think I know why, they stuck with God Bless America. But anyway, and in this case, the TV people stuck with them. Usually they go to commercial between the innings, but in this particular one, they stayed with him. And the PA announcer said, stand and remove your caps for the playing and singing of God Bless America. And he didn't say, please stand and remove your caps. He didn't say, we invite you to sing God Bless America. He said, you fuckers will sing God Bless America. And I found that just a bit offensive. He didn't actually say fuckers. I added that. But, yeah, it's like, you will sing God Bless America or else. And I think as more and more trouble brews in this land of ours, that we're going to be hearing admonitions like that more and more by people who insist, yes, do you love America? And I say, yeah, I love America. And they're going to say, prove it. Sing God Bless America. And the folly of that is I could sing God Bless America even if I didn't love America. So I said, I brought in the old quote from MASH, Dr. Sidney Friedman, and the CIA agent, what was his name? I can't remember. Ed Winter played him, but I can't remember the guy's name. Anyway, he was investigating Friedman for communist leanings. And Friedman said, and just for the record, and whatever microphone I might be talking into, he said, because he'd never signed his officer's loyalty oath. Okay, so he said, if I really were a communist infiltrator, do you think I would hesitate for one moment to sign a loyalty oath? I mean, of course, that's obvious. I mean, if you were a spy or over here, if the 9/11 terrorists had had to sign something that went away, some sort of oath to America before they could learn how to fly their airplanes, do you think that would have stopped the plot? You say, oh shit, we can't do it now. Damn, they made us sign a loyalty oath. It's just silliness. It's foolishness. It's ways that people can get over on other people. And it upsets me. It just upsets me that the people put so much stock in it. When we got 30 million people in this country who can't feed themselves, can't go to a doctor if they need to. We have people who are shit on because they happen to be born on the wrong side of an imaginary line to the south of us. All stuff that bothers me. And you've heard a lot about it. I come to you with the things that bother me. And you're good listeners. I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. So anyway, that pretty much encapsulates the blog. I felt like this is something that kind of came out while I was writing. Something's always, again, I give it very little preparation, very little forethought. But I kind of know as I start to write it where I'm going to go, except something always seems to happen in the middle of it that I didn't expect. And I got this idea about how God Bless America is sort of the musical version of the Pledge of Allegiance and vice versa. I said that the Pledge of Allegiance, what was it? God Bless America is what the Pledge of Allegiance would have sounded like if they'd have had a songwriter. If they'd gone to write it, and so we're going to write this as a song and not a pledge. They're pretty much interchangeable, except that God Bless America is a little bit heavier on God. Well, it's a lot heavier on God. I also made note of the fact that the writer of God, was that Irving Berlin who wrote God Bless America? Oh, well, anyway. First, whoever wrote God Bless America refers to America as a she. Stand beside her and guide her And it occurred to me that he's probably not paying homage to the goddess when he calls America she. It's probably more like the reason we call a bomber she, or the reason we call a hurricane she. We tend to give female names to destructive forces, or potentially destructive forces. So, you know, America's going to come and kick your ass. We're coming across the ocean to get you, like a hurricane. That makes a she. That's why it's stand beside her and guide her. And another observation I made, see, I should really not tell you all these observations. I should make you go and read the blog at untosasquatch.com. But hey, it's a service. I'm feeling in a talkative mood. I'll tell you about it. The other observation was, and I may have lost it. Now, hold on. I'll think of it. There was the she thing, and there was something, the guide us. Stand beside her and guide her. You know, I don't think we're really anxious to be guided. I think we feel like meaning America in general, we have a pretty good bead on things. And why not? You know, we're the most powerful country in the world. God has certainly blessed us. And why would we want to pester God for more guidance? Because for all we know, he might tell us something we don't want to hear, like that we should be taking care of poor people, or that people should be able to go to the doctor, you know. I mean, why mess with success? Why disturb that formula? Okay. I think I've told you everything, maybe not in that order, but you can still go and read the blog. I may have forgotten something. And there are older blogs on there to read, too. Lots of entertaining stuff. And someday, the book is going to happen. It's going to happen. The stories, man, they are just so close. They're in my, I was saying at work the other day, I do a little bit of part-time work at the medical school here on campus, helping out with training medical students by pretending to be sick. But I was, you know, sitting there, we had a break, and I was sitting, and the stories were going through my head just in perfect chronology, and so we went through a sad part, and I had a tear roll down my face, and someone noticed it and asked me about it. So I got to tell them about the story, and they thought it was cool, and I really, 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 really need to get these stories into a readable form so I can share them with other people. They're starting to drive me nuts. They're in my head all the time. And that's it. I will tell you, when the title of the book, as it stands now, is going to be The Grandfather Tree, and that's also the title of one of the 10 stories that are going to be in it. And I wish I had brought, I was going to, because I've worked so hard on that table of contents, I was going to go over with you, just read the titles, so I sort of whet your appetite for what's coming. You can think about what may be coming based on my clever titles. Unfortunately, I didn't bring it with me, so I can't do that. I ought to be able to remember it, certainly, but I don't want to make a mistake. Don't want to lead you astray in some sort of strange way. I'm looking now for my 90 seconds, which I'm not seeing. I haven't heard yet. Let me see if I have some sort of... Oh, there it goes. Okay. That's just fine, then. So it's time for me to close the show. Generally, I've forgotten something, and then I have to jump in and rush through it in the last 90 seconds. But this week, I really can't think of anything. I'm pretty sure I thought as a final last straw, if I had 10 minutes to fill, I'd talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament, which I haven't talked about at all, the NCAA basketball tournament. But there's really no need. I have very effectively yammered through all of my time today, so I don't have to talk about that basketball tournament. I do hope everybody's brackets came out well. I know Wichita State probably messed a lot of people up, but maybe not. Maybe you're a Shocker fan. In any case, we'll know the result next week, and perhaps we'll talk about it then. In the meantime, please do something good. I don't know. I didn't have a good wish prepared. I'm going to leave now. Have a good evening.